Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something now. You're going to be glad. You're going to be glad you're part of this. Amen. Because we've... the wild bunch is here tonight. Yeah, amen. This is a very special meeting, very special time. The Lord has instructed us to go back to the very ABCs of faith. As I said last week, we're working with an outline that I wrote this outline August the 8th, 1967. That's as far back as I can go. Amen. Because that's at the time that Gloria and I first began to know these things and learn these things. So it's important. I'm going to read the statement again tonight. The importance of the ministry of deliverance should be made even more clear and urgent when you read Romans 10:17, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Mankind's only hope is in Jesus Christ. Amen. Isn't that marvelous? And it just, it is such a time right now thank you, Lord. There is such a move of God throughout the entire earth right now. See, this is not what you're seeing on television. No, but it's happening. And it's far bigger than anything that's happening on the news. There's always a bigger move in the spirit than there is in this natural world. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever get caught up and carried away with what the devil is doing. He's a loser. He's been totally, completely defeated. He has zero power. Yes. Brother Copeland, what do you mean? You didn't know this? Well, this is not, well, I guess it is now. This is my message right now. So let's turn over the book of Hebrews. But the Lord is having me share this with you before we get into the flow of our message on faith. In the second chapter of the book of Hebrews, and we see in the 14th verse, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, He, Jesus, also Himself likewise took part of the same, that through death He might destroy him." Now that word translated destroy means to paralyze. It means to render completely, totally helpless. To destroy him that had. That's past tense, right? That had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Fear has been defeated. It's been defeated. And you read in there, fear not,
Well, Brother Copeland, I just can't help it. Yes, you can. With God's grace, God's word, and faith in God, you can stop it right in its tracks. You can be standing there with your knees doing this. I refuse to fear.
The night they diagnosed my daughter Kelly's daughter, Lindsay. Lindsay was 11 years old. Neisseria meningitis. And I won't go through the whole thing, but they told Kelly to just, you know, essentially the word was, she's not going to live tomorrow. And Kelly said that it just came down on her like a dark cloud. Heavy. Now, this is the place where most people say, oh, God, my baby's going to die. Well, that's what fear says. You remember when the death messenger came to Jairus and said, trouble the master no longer. Your little daughter is dead. Jesus was standing right there and he turned to Jairus, and the King James Bible, the English Bible says, fear not. He literally said, stop the fear. Believe only, she shall be made whole. How did he stop the fear? On the power of the words of Jesus. There was power in his words to stop the fear. Amen? Do you think that's gone away? Hallelujah. Amen. And Kelly turned to her sister Terry and said, I refuse to fear. And Kelly said, Daddy, that thing just whoop. Amen. She said it just flew away. She said it was so weak, and moments ago it had seemed like it had so much strength and so much weighty power. But the moment she said, I refuse to fear in the name of Jesus. And Gloria and I came in that night. We were out of town. We got there and they put the hazmat suits on us, you know. Well, not quite that, but anyway, yeah, you know, we was all covered up in that infectious disease ward. And we stood there on each side of Lindsay's bed, and I did and said what the Lord told me to do and say. And I put my finger on her. This is the only time in all these years the Lord told me to do it just this way. But that's the reason you need to be listening. And I said, Lindsay, I speak to the anointing of God that's on the inside of you. Put this sickness and disease out right now. Now, she hadn't said anything up to then that you could make much sense out of. She'd been delirious most of the time. She said, she gritted her teeth and hollered, Papa! I can just hear her right now. I'm healed in the name of Jesus. That was a lot of years ago when sun came up totally well. Isn't that wonderful? This is the life of a believer. Oh, but Brother Copeland, now you're a preacher. I know preachers all over the place that are not getting any results. It's not whether you're a preacher or whether you're not. Are you born again, and are you using your faith? Now, we talked about this all week last week. Every one of us that know Jesus as Lord and Savior has the faith of God in them. It was born in you at the time you made Jesus Christ Lord of your life. Now then, thank you, Lord. Look with me in the last chapter of the book of Mark, 16th chapter of Mark's gospel. And look at this 15th verse. And Jesus said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Did you see it? Amen. The believer. These signs follow the believer. In my name shall they cast out devils. They'll speak with new tongues. They'll take up serpents, drink any deadly thing, and shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Well, now, I've heard people say this, but, Brother Coleman, but you see, that's all gone away now. Well, now, wait a minute. Whoa. Did go into all the world and preach the gospel go away? Well, who gave you the right to divide up what Jesus said and said some of it quit and some of it didn't? Oh, no. All the words in verse 15, 16, 17, and 18, they're all red. Red words don't pass away. Oh, listen, you missed the chance to shout right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, let me say this to you. It isn't a matter, we're talking about the matters of faith now. And faith is an inner man, inner issue, not a mental issue. Faith is of the heart, of the spirit. Now, thank you, sir. I want you to get this. This is never a matter that God didn't do it. I'm talking about, you know, when you're praying for people, you're praying for yourself. Well, you know, Brother Copeland, there was people in there last night that God just didn't heal them. I need to, you understand, I'm walking very tenderly here, not because of this bunch here, they all know what I'm talking about, but because so many of you have never, ever, ever, ever heard any of this in your life.
That's right.
Yeah. I have, let me put it in this way. I had the Lord say this to me some years ago, and I don't mean to hurt an audible voice when I say that, in here. Where every believer can hear him if you just listen. He said, Kenneth, healing always comes. And it stopped me for a minute and I thought, well, yeah. He said, it's not always received. Well, think about it. Salvation's here. It's here. Whosoever. Right. Well, last week we read whosoever what? Believes. Huh? That's the key issue. Faith.
That's right.
He said it's not a matter that I didn't speak. It's a matter of I wasn't heard. Right. Yes, sir. Here you go. Mm-hmm. See, this all happened
People get these things confused because they confuse the old covenant and the new covenant and don't realize that they need to be rightly divided, because the old covenant was laying the promises and laying out the covenant promises that brought Jesus into the earth in Bethlehem. And then at 30 years old, he went into this ministry, and then you know the rest. Well, when he was crucified and then went into hell and paid the price for Adam's sin, was raised from the dead, that changed everything. So that now, help me, Lord. Jesus, turn with me to the 16th chapter of John. John chapter 16. And let's look what Jesus said. Now, he is referring here to the after he's raised from the dead and after the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came into this earth, bringing with him the new birth, being born again. See, nowhere is forgiveness of sin involved in the new birth when you're not just a forgiven sinner. Now, not that it isn't involved, but I'm talking about in the way people think. Well, you know, I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. Well, now, which are you? Yeah. You're saved by grace? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then you're not an old sinner. You were a sinner. But your spirit man was far more than forgiven. 2 Corinthians 5:17, any man that is in Christ is a new creature, created. I'll tell you what, hold your place right there. Don't lose that place, because we're coming right back there. Look in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and let's flow with this. 2 Corinthians 5. Verse 17, therefore, if any man, that's mankind, you understand that, this includes women the same as it does men. Shame you have to say that once in a while, but it does. Any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who hath, past tense, reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given unto us the ministry of reconciliation, to know that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not holding against them their trespasses, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now, here's what is so vitally important about that. Jesus is not holding anybody's sin against them. He said, anyone comes unto me, I'll for no and no wise cast him out. Because he's already dealt with your and my sin. When I was a rank sinner, I mean, you know, Kenneth B.C.
Oh man, I was so under conviction of my sin. I mean, I was raised right. You understand? But I rebelled and all that. I won't go into all that mess. But when I did get born again, I thought, well, I've probably just sinned away my right to preach or anything like that. I'm just glad to get in on this thing. Well, see, I didn't know any better. And we're going to look into this this week, and we're going to find out some things about it. But now here's what's so important. To know that he was in Christ Jesus reconciling the world unto himself. He wasn't holding my sin against me. He'd already dealt with it. But now I must receive him as my Lord and my Savior. Amen. Even though my sins have been wiped out as far as God is concerned, I by faith have to receive Jesus and as my Lord and Savior and receive that deliverance. See where faith comes in? But I didn't know that. I didn't understand that at the time. Now, go back over there to the Gospel of John, where I told you to be, 16th chapter. Now, Jesus is referring to what's going to happen after Pentecost has come. It'll just take just time enough to read this. How be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. He's talking about the same Spirit that lives in you and me right now.
That's right.
He's in there. And he's hearing from Jesus on a regular basis, talking to you about everything in your life. He is interested in everything you do, every decision you make, where you go to school, where you go to work, everything about your life. All the time. All the time. My sheep hear my voice. My sheep will know my voice. Open your ears, sweetheart. He's talking to you. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Well, give the Lord praise for it.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.